Check. Check, one, two, check, check.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow. Yeah.
Thomas Paine Podcast, Paine in the Morning, Monday, what is it, August something, August 2nd, it's coming off a big hot wire on Paine.tv, put that sucker out. Sunday night finally was aged like fine wine, so we put it out. pick a color here for the lights. The boys were back in town this weekend. We got together. Some interesting revelations when you get together with some of the old crew. No one was arrested. That's a big change for us when we get together. I wasn't going to talk about it, but first thing my wife said, no one was arrested. As a first for everything. Rock and roll. On the road this weekend, ran into a lot of people, a lot of good folks messing around. Hey, not too many people out there wearing masks. We'll talk about that later. I didn't see hardly any masks this weekend in real America, where we were, not the internet America, not the Beltway, etc., not around big cities that are packed with sleaze stacks. These are real people, man. It was crazy where we were. They had all these yard sales, this big celebration, like a homecoming and stuff like that. The whole town was out in the street on Saturday. Different yard sales and stuff. It was crazy. And people walking around. Kids, dogs, grandparents, everybody. No masks. I see. This is in Pennsylvania. Like, yeah, I got your mask right here, pal. In restaurants, no masks. I might have seen a couple cement heads driving around with masks. But there's a massive difference between real America and whatever the bullshit they're trying to depict in the mainstream media and beyond, social media, of course, Fantasyland, Narnia. That's spin, that's narrative, that's not... That's not real America. They talk about, oh my God, the Delta variant's out of control. We'll talk about that. I'll tell you what's out of control. Right off the top, you know, the CDC and all these places, they love to ignore the real problems in the country while they try to sell and pimp Big Pharma's latest concoction du jour. I met a young lady, a registered nurse. She got a tattoo on her arm. I said, what's up with the ink inside of her arm? She said, that's my brother. He passed away, 19 years old. Overdose, fentanyl. Okay. She's young herself. You got to deal with that. We got a serious problem in this country. And it's not the fucking Delta variant, believe me. But that's what they want you to believe. The headlines are all over the place. Oh, COVID cases are on the rise. What about fentanyl deaths and overdoses? I mean, it's out of control. A drug overdoses in 2020 have hit the highest number ever recorded. That's not slowing down anytime soon. What's the government doing about it? Overdose deaths up 30% from 2020. And guess what? They're up another 30% in 2020 from 2019. That's about 60% if you can do basic math. What are these people doing about it? What's the National Institute of Health doing about it? They have a division in addition to the dopey division that Fauci runs, a National Institute on Drug Abuse is part of the National Institute of Health. What are they doing about it? Well, they're putting out statements, thank God. Talking to this young lady, and you could just see it, you know. Her brother passed away right on the line when COVID started. And they're able to sneak in a funeral. If you want to consider that a victory, I don't consider it a victory. But that's more than a lot of other people could do during COVID. So it's a damn shame. These are real people. These are real deaths. They don't have to be concocted. The numbers like they concoct for COVID, all their creative math and fake whatever the hell they do. You name it, fake data, fake science, fake medicine. We have a real serious problem in this country. And some of the wayward sons and wayward daughters continue to go wayward. And the people that we put in charge of trying to supposedly keep us safe, they're not keeping us safe. They're selling us out every fucking turn. Really is something else. So I said I do a shout out for her and her brother, and I've done that, and I was thinking about it today. The pain and suffering caused by malfeasance and the war on drugs. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's a real war out there. There's a war on you to take drugs from Big Pharma. That's the war. It's the war. One thing after another. Government sells us out on a regular basis all the time. Got a 19-year-old kid. Got a couple other brothers. Got the sister. All banged up. Got to live with that the rest of their lives. Now, it's not necessarily the government's fault that people OD, but they're not doing a goddamn thing about it.
If we could just save one life from COVID, it'll be worth shutting down the whole world.
What about these other people? What are they? Oh, you know why? Right. There's no vaccine to sell. So there's no big money to make. There you have it. That's why nothing's being done about it. Because they can't exploit the situation for a profit. That's why. And that's why it'll continue to mushroom out of control as it has. Opioid addiction and opioid overdoses. It will continue to get worse because the government and their fucking criminal friends can't make any money from it. Not compared to this COVID scheme. I mean, this is it's a moneymaker. It's no longer a cottage industry. Perhaps it started as a cottage industry, but now it's just at it. Just billions of dollars. I mean, Pfizer stands to make, what, $25, $30 billion on the COVID injections alone this year? This year. That's just Pfizer. Let's not even count all the testing. The dopes. These dopes who roll up. I saw them last week. My wife says, can you pick up a prescription, some kind of antibiotic? I don't know what's going on around this house half the time. I said, you're going to send me up to the drugstore. Every time you send me up to the drugstore, I get sold out. I'm on a streak, a 0-11. The last 11 trips to the drugstore. I told her, I'm an 0-11. You want me to go for 0-12? Fuck it. I'll try to break the streak. Every time I go to the drugstore for somebody else, there's a problem. There's some kind of scandal. The card doesn't work. You know, we pay an obnoxious amount of money for health insurance. The card doesn't work. They say the policy is no longer active. I'm like, yeah, okay, no longer active. They just bled me. I'll show you the bank statement. Then you got to call up a number. Or, we don't have your prescription. We only, they did this one a couple weeks ago. I went, part of my own 11 streak. We have half of the prescription available here. We can give you half. You have to come back for the other half. I've never heard that one. Anyway. Or part of striking out the bad streak at the pharmacy is the dopes in front of you. I mean, what are they doing? They're trying to squeeze in a radiation treatment at the drive-thru window. These people. I mean, the fuck? I sit in the car. I'm patient for a while, and then I start saying to myself, all right, what the fuck could this person be doing? What is happening here? Should we call an ambulance in the drive-thru line? I say, fuck it. I'm going to pull around. I'm going to go inside. You go inside, it's like The Walking Dead these days. Because they've turned the CVS around here into some kind of a medical clinic. There's a minute clinic. There's a one-minute clinic. There's like a five-minute clinic. I don't know what's going on. It's a triage. So I pull around the side of the building and say, I'm going to go in. Fuck it. Not much better, but I get my shit. I come out. There's a lady in like a smock standing next to my car. Excuse me, are you here for testing? I said, no. I went inside because some dope was at the window doing a COVID test. Okay, you can't even believe it. This is what we have to deal with. The guy's in the car with his wife. I'm sitting there thinking, what the fuck is going on? There's a lot of movement and stuff, right? When I go to through a drive-thru window, man, I'm chill. I move my head a little bit, maybe listen to a little music. This dude was like, I thought he was practicing to be a mime or something. So what is going on up there? Then I see, then the swabs come out and the vials. He's doing a COVID test. Now these assholes at the pharmacy, it's pretty fucking simple. If they don't have your script ready, they said, come back in 15 minutes or drive around, you know, do another loop, wait in line, and then it should be ready. Okay. They can't do that with these COVID dopes. These cowards are getting a test every day. They can't say, here's your test. Okay. Go in the parking lot. Take the test. Get back in line. No, we have to wait while they do a fucking medical procedure in the street. Sounds legitimate. So he's fumbling around. Then he tries to put the specimens into the metal tray, like the metal tray that they put out if you want to put your credit card or whatever. And the dude's like, dude, you don't put it in the metal tray. You have to put it in the bin on the wall next to it. He's trying to hand a COVID test back and introduce it back into a sanitary environment in the pharmacy. So I start yelling, in the bin! The fuck is wrong with you? Put it in the bin next to it. The guy's like, what? I'm saying to myself, this guy's too stupid to have COVID. He has something, but it's not COVID. That's why I pulled out a line, right? Because this guy's doing outpatient surgery in a fucking parking lot. I'm trying to pick up a lousy antibiotic. So I pull around and I come back out. She says, are you here for testing? Now, I took pictures a long time ago, and I put it on Pain in the Morning. They have these huts outside now. Like these, they look like outhouses. Of course, there's an air conditioner, it's got electricity. And they do testing there. Apparently, I parked in the testing parking lot. Parking space. Now, there's nobody there. There's nobody else in the testing parking space area. And all the other parking spaces were taken. So she says, are you here for testing? I said, no, I ran in to get a script. Well, you can't park here. This is for testing. I said, oh, is it for fucking testing? Really? No one else is parked here. I said, the sign says if you made an appointment for testing, text this number and you'll come out. Is anybody in this time slot right now have an appointment? No. I said, then why did you come out? Well, you can't park here. I said, look, here's the deal. You got a husband and a wife at the drive-thru window doing testing. They should be in your fucking hovel doing testing. So I'm going to park here and I'm leaving now. So relax. You can go back into your hut, in your little medical hut, and wait for some dope to show up. And you can test the dope. Or you can just have them do it at the window. And that 10-car backup, it looks like a traffic accident. You continue to have that all day, too. The fuck is going on here? Owen 12 at the pharmacy. I'm Owen 12 for the last 12 trips. We've gone to a pharmacy that used to work pretty well to fucking Johannesburg. Like trying to get through Johannesburg at night. It's a nightmare. Anyway. Let's hang out at the drive-thru window and spit into vials and fumble around for fuck's sake. I mean, what is going on here in this country? They have these people so freaked the fuck out that they'll sit there, do a medical procedure in their car. And as broadcasters, as journalists, we're supposed to break through these people and tell them that they're being lied to and misled. Okay. we're gonna get through them real soon. Of course, it's hard to break through those people when everything they read is fucking bullshit. Case in point. I read on Dopey Drudge today because somebody sent me a screenshot. Drudge said that the COVID deaths are up 300%. Now, that sounds alarming, doesn't it? Right away, I said, bullshit. Bullshit. And you look at this story. If you don't read the details and do your homework, you'll be under their thumb and continue to be manipulated. See how I did that? Anyway. I say this all the time, devil's in the details. We just did a hot wire on pain.tv. The devil's in the details, believe me. We talked about lockdowns, what's coming ahead, some real heavy intel, and two, vaccine roulette. We'll leave it at that. I've said enough publicly. When you read the details and you do the homework, it's not COVID deaths are up 300%. It's that they cooked the fucking data, courtesy of Joe Biden's hometown and home state, which is one of the most corrupt places. Oh, little Delaware, the first state, and the first state that should be indicted. The true figures in this story are significantly lower than 300% because it's supposed to be weekly. 300%. the way Drudge pitched it. Up 300% in a week, right? But Delaware did a data dump. Of several weeks. Almost a month. All right. It's supposed to be every week. So they did data dump. And so the data and the numbers are manipulated. This is what they do. And then they do these shock headlines. The truth of the matter is, it's nowhere near 300%. So they pitch it as the daily death toll from COVID-19 appeared to rise nearly 300% in 24 hours Friday. But that's not what the true figures. And also, Florida only reports their data every week, once a week. And Delaware reported several weeks in one dump. And there are other states that fall into that category too. They're trying to track this every day. So it's up 300% in one day. It's not fucking accurate at all. It's not really up at all. But they, why let some bullshit get in the way of a good headline? And the story was from the Daily Mail, another rag sheet. And you wonder why we don't trust the media. Now, I said 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, after the midget, the mental and physical midget Fauci, midget MD, after his spat, after he got embarrassed on the House floor, that he would go back into mothballs for a while and probably come back out at some point. I think this is the week he's going to come back out. I saw a mention of him talking about the Americans have more pain and suffering ahead. As COVID cases rise, yeah, they do. From the government, not from any virus or any variant. Of course, he's had a couple weeks off now. People probably forgot. And listen, they do this stuff, man. They see how things play. They have focus groups. Say, yeah, it's safe for him to come out now. Punxsutawney Fauci can come out of his little hole now and commence his bullshit, his fear campaign. People probably already forgot about Rand Paul. Etc. So Fauci's probably polling well with the focus groups. You think I'm kidding? They do this. Frank Luntz, remember the guy with the fucking bad toupee? Conducting polls? Rigged polls? Allegedly. I guess Fauci's probably polling well now internally, so they're going to cut him loose and get back on their fear wagon. And of course, we gave some really, really sharp intel on why the government, state, local, etc., and federal are pushing so hard right now to sell these vaccines. And it has nothing to do with safety. That was on Hot Wire tonight. We'll continue that in the next couple days. You can't make this stuff up, folks. It's so rigged. As we listen to a little Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros, Long Shadow. And that Long Shadow from my a meeting with a young lady, meeting her on Saturday. That story has a long shadow because I'm still thinking about it. And it's Monday. Some dude got clipped. Listen, we all know guys we grew up with who didn't make it. Riding a motorcycle, doing something stupid, right? The government can't do anything about those types of choices. Car accidents. Motorcycle accidents. Things like that. Heart attacks. Strange things that happen. Kids growing up. Our government can do something about fentanyl. Instead, they have open borders. And the stuff just is flowing in. The spigot is on, man. You can't sit there and pretend that you're fighting a war on drugs when you're throwing fuel on the fire and creating an inferno. It's insane. Kids like that kid that didn't make it. The government sold him out. The Bidens of the world sold him out. they all sell us out on a daily basis. And it's not going to get better anytime soon. Because the people in charge are making money for themselves and their friends at our expense and the expense of our loved ones.